Log Talk Radio.
Yo, need help? Have questions? Want answers? Could use a laugh? Then look no further than Ask Me LaVice, hosted by the nicest chick on the airwaves, Lacey Facey, and co-hosted by the king, the man, the coolest, me, Dakota, of course. Still got the best intros ever. It's been a week, guys. What is up? It is Monday. Another episode of Ask Me LaVice.
You know, it's the only thing I really look forward to on Mondays because, you know, Mondays are not something you normally look forward to.
I hate Mondays, man. So, I mean, I don't hate the show. I hate Mondays. What is new with you?
Huh?
So what is new with you?
Well, not anything much. I mean, our show topic tonight is around, like, graduation and stuff coming up and high school and college. Plus, we have a lot of alumni questions and things because of all the reunions that are about to happen, which is fun because...
Hello? I think we lost Lacey, guys. I think I lost Lacey.
I've just been talking. Hello?
I can hear you now, but I lost you a minute ago.
I've been talking, like, constantly, so tell me where I dropped off.
Right after you were talking about the alumni.
Okay, like, we have some alumni questions, and so that was funny because I just had a soccer alumni game. But when I was in high school, and I'll be out of high school 15 years come 24, May 24th.
Well, don't remind me, I'm going on, I think, 17 now.
But there's nothing like playing a sport game, like for alumni and stuff, when you're old, okay? It's nothing like it to tell you you're old. And, like, it's funny because I work in healthcare now. And, a wheelchair and something else. I like a promoted.
You're going in and out on us right now. You're going in and out on your end, Liz.
Like,
I'm losing you. Lacey?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you right now, but you're going in and out like, and like this in and out. Like, if you're talking now, I don't hear nothing.
You don't hear nothing?
I hear you right now. I don't know. I heard you say, I don't hear nothing, and that's all. But if you were talking before that and that little silence, then no, I didn't hear anything.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you right now. I heard you say, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? I can hear that.
So you hear me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Going forward, can you hear me now?
We'll get our audio fixed on the show sometimes, guys.
Seriously, like, and I don't mean any harm or anything towards our platform or anything, but...
They suck?
I just don't... Yeah, they kind of do. Let's
be honest. We can completely be honest. Blog talk ain't the best.
Right? I mean, we've been having a conversation for probably like 10 minutes before the show starts, and it's perfect. It's fine. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, it cuts out on the show. Like, it just don't make sense. But anyway.
I don't know what's up with that shit.
Well, anyway, I was saying, like, I had all this equipment in my car for durable medical equipment because of healthcare. And it was funny because...
And you're gone again. It was funny and it went silent.
Great.
Hey, try hanging up and calling back in real quick. Maybe that... Because we've had to do that a couple times before, remember? All right, I'll keep them entertained. I'll hit them with the ads. All right, guys, I'm going to hit you guys with the ads while she's trying to call back in real quick. Today's show is brought to you by Barburst. That's right, all your favorite beer flavored in a nice chewy candy at barburst.com. Dudes, need more bacon in your sex life? Get your dick in some bacon-flavored condoms now. And for your vegetarians, tofu dildo flavored ones are also available. And those are ads for the day. All right. Lacey should be calling back in. She called in at an awkward time. She didn't get to hear the whole beginning of that.
That's fine. I'm over it now. Oh, my. Okay. Can you even hear me?
We had some spicy ads. I can hear you perfectly now. We had some spicy ads this week.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yep, yes.
I can't even be dramatic and funny without people hearing me because I cut in and out when it's the good part. But anyway, tell us about your news story that you found out a while ago.
Well, as I came home and I lit me up a nice bowl or two, and I was scrolling, you know, the interweb, I came across this, like, story, and I was like, oh, wow, this is interesting. So everybody pretty much knows who Vince McMahon is. He's been the owner of the WWF, WWE since sometime in the 80s or so. His dad owned it before then, so on and so on, right? Everybody thought he would never sell out because, you know, it's been his company for years and years and years. Well, I guess hell has finally froze over because he sold out to the owners of the UFC, 51% of the company. I did a little digging into it. He got billions for it. And the way they're going to split the board for the for it all is the UFC owners get to pick six people, and I guess the McMahons or whoever is the one that's actually in charge of that shit gets to pick five people, and that's how they're going to split the boards on decisions and stuff like that. And all right, that was my bit of news story. My journalism degree is paying off. Who knew?
we're talking about, like, history and past and alumni and future stuff coming and everything else. So it's kind of cool. It kind of fits into everything, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So speaking of alumni, what was your college's mascot?
Skyhawk.
Ah, okay. What was your high school mascot?
Panthers.
Ah, see, I was a criminal. Legitly, our mascot was a UMA High criminals.
I know.
We actually made a list of, like, we were actually, like, number one or something on a list of, like, the dumbest mascots in America or something like that. Like, legit, we, like, made some list or some shit, but, yeah.
Well, that's pretty nifty. At least you made a list.
I guess whatever,
okay.
Man.
No.
I guess I can say I graduated a criminal. And there you go.
Oh man, can you imagine, like, going to, like, a prestigious school and being like, "What was your mascot in high school? We were the criminals. I graduated as a criminal." And it's like you're going to law school.
Right. Well, I went to school out here for a little bit, so I was a Camden Lion, and then when I moved out there in middle school, it was the Castle Dome Knights, and then I was a UMA High criminal, so I've been a Lion Knight criminal.
Oh.
Oh, and I was a Phoenix for a little bit because I went to the University of Phoenix for I don't know until I decided to stop going.
Journalism?
That and science of communications is a fancy way of not saying when I'm talking to people.
That goes with journalism. You gotta be able to,
Oh, pretty much. Because I already knew I was going to do comedy. I already had it planned out. I was doing comedy. And it was a way of, I see I'm already fucking up and saying but it was a way of, you know, like talking in front of people and shit. Well, see, when I was in school, like when you had to do presentations and everything, I was always like, oh, I want to go first. I had no issues doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I have the gift of gab. I can get up there and talk to people.
It's the part of like where like improv stuff, where you're giving your speech or you're thinking about something, that actually where the and stuff comes from. Your fan is on, I can tell.
No, my fan's not on right now.
Oh man, what was that then? What are you doing to me, Ball Talk?
Hey, it's nothing on my side of the phone that I know of. Oh, you could be hearing a train going by, because I do live next to a railroad track.
Oh, okay, that is true.
Yeah,
that's
you could be hearing that, or Mad Pro blew up, I don't know. Inside joke from Camden,
like,
guys.
He lives next to a magnesium plant, okay, and it was called Mad Pro. And that thing catches on fire, I can't tell you how many times a year. And
more than you can count, but you get to see
really
a nice fireworks show.
Though.
Like,
yeah.
You get really stoned
and
look out my window when
out.
It does it. Yeah, and it's a nice fireworks show. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And the funniest shit from it all is, like, after the fact, right? All these people, all these, like, social justice warriors get online and are like, that place should be closed down. It's going to blow up the whole town. It's not a freaking movie, guys. It's not going to blow up half the city, okay? That's not how it's going to work. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
They're always like, it's going to blow up this city, and it'll go all the way out to another. And, you know, it's like, good God. I mean,
it's
because
they've seen too many movies, man. They've seen too many sci-fi movies, so it's like, oh, it blew up, and then, like, it hits a swing set, and the whole swing set, like, blows up a whole town, and you're like, no, That's not how it's going to work, I don't think. At least I hope not. I mean, I have like an 86% chance of probably getting blown up by it if it happens, because I'm like right there. But, you know, I'm all right-ish.
Well, anyway. Well, back on topic a little bit. I'll pull us back a little bit from the rabbit hole that we went down. But it's always fun, you know. But, we had some questions that came in from some soon-to-be graduates that are seniors this year in high school and in college. And we'll start with one from high school. And her name is Stephanie. And she's looking into going into nursing school, but she's debating on going to, like, a...
Don't. Run away. Run away from nursing school. Run far, far away.
She's looking at going for, like, her bachelor's degree, like a 4-year getting her bachelor's, or she's looking to go in and getting just, like, her community college is what her question is. So she's trying to have, like, what the best route to go is. And honestly, I don't want to tell you wrong because I'm not a nurse. You know, I mean, I work in the healthcare field, but I'm a social worker. You know, I guess if you want to start working as quick as possible, you should go to the community college. I mean, you know, because you get through it quicker and then you can work while you go back to school if that's what you're going to do. But if you're one of those people who struggles with, like, working and going to school and trying to get done at the same time, I would just go for your 4-year and just get it down like that, you know. Her other question was, like, should I go for LPN or RN? I mean, if you're going to go all the way, honey, get your RN. I mean, there's nothing different in the hospital. I wouldn't say I don't want an LPN working on me or whatever. I don't know why I went for an accent there. I don't know, anyway. Going to go forward with that. I wouldn't, because, you know, a nurse to me is a nurse, especially with experience. That's just, you know, I wouldn't look down on an LPN or request an RN over one, or even ask what their credentials really are, if they're, you know. But that's just me, you know. Yeah, I'm hearing your train.
I honestly don't know what you're hearing because it's not in here. I can hear you fine.
It's,
I don't think that's on my end.
There's nothing here on my end to do that. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's not me either. That's what I'm saying is I don't hear no train this time.
Unless that's just a wind blowing,
I have no idea.
But anyway, we apologize for the problem for our listeners. At least it's amusing for you guys.
Now, it could be some people at the racetrack that's not too far from my house practicing racing or something. If you're hearing it every now and then, it could be that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, guys, I also live next to a racetrack. I'm like Redneck City where I'm at.
You want to hear a redneck story? Just ask Dakota. He lives his life. Anyway. Alright, anyway, so the north is gone. Do you have any opinion to tell this girl about nursing school?
The way I see it, if you want to be a nurse, follow your dream. And I'm not going to put that down. I don't recommend working at a nursing home if you do it. And I recommend if you do it, have passion for it. Because if you lose your passion for it, you'll understand
Amen.
That you do it, that it'll all go downhill quick. But if you have the passion for it, the patience for it, and stuff like that, then it's not a bad job. It's a job it's job security because you always need a nurse, a doctor, medical field, you know, that's always job security. But it is difficult at times, long hours.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of dedication to it. But if it's your dream, your goal, and you want to do it, follow it. I mean, I'm not going to put down nobody for following their dreams. So that's just all I got to say.
And I will tell him, I mean, like, we work in a nursing home, so we're not putting down nursing homes, but if you're a nurse, the best place to go get your experience would be a hospital first before you ever work in a nursing home. One being...
The way I see it, nursing home nurses are like the old, bitter, retired, can't really just retire, but, you know, still has to work every now and then type nurses because... They don't have the patience. Those are the ones that are already broken down, and they just don't care anymore. And I'm not trying to put down all nursing homes. I'm not saying all nurses at them are like that, but a lot of them are. I've seen some firsthand. I'm not, you know, naming names or saying shit like that, but I've seen some shit firsthand, so I see how it is. You know what I mean? So, but if you have the patience for the residents and stuff like that, then do it. If you have the patience for, you know, any of the patients and stuff like that, or you know, just I don't know, just follow your dream, do it, chick.
Well, I'll go on in that with that and say, you know, like, you'll need your experience and stuff like that. One being because working in a nursing home is sad for a nurse because I'm not saying that you don't enjoy it, because you do. There, you know, there's a lot of them that do enjoy it. But you're there to give them a quality of life at their end of life, okay? So, you know, if you're in there trying to save lives and you're trying to, you know, you're in it for that passion, I would say you would really need to start out like in a hospital setting or something like that. But if you're in it for the passion of it and you care and you just want to be there to hold their hand or just to take care of somebody, you know, in their end processes, a nursing home would be great for you. But like he was saying, you really need to have the heart for it, not just to be in it for the money, because one, the money isn't there, and
no,
two,
not at
you
all.
Know,
long
you know,
hours,
two, you know,
low
you really
pay,
need that compassion. Yeah.
A bunch of stress.
Your heart needs. Yeah. Some amazing nurses that we know at a nursing home, but anyway.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I said, I'm not saying all nurses are that way. I'm just saying I've seen some. Be that way, and it's like they're the bitter ones that, you know, either couldn't make it at, you know, at a hospital, or like I said, that wants to retire but just can't retire yet type of thing, you know, stuff like that. Or some of them are even moonlighting there, and that's not their first job, so they're coming in already cranky and tired. I mean, stuff like that. I mean, it's a glass half empty, half full type of thing. So.
We have another gentleman who, Taylor, he is graduating college. He is looking into either going to law school or just moving forward. He has a philosophy degree and
So you're graduating college and you want to take another 8 years to go to law school?
Yeah. Dedication, my friend.
More power to you, brother. Do it. Hook me up, though, because I might need a lawyer someday.
His question.
If you take marijuana charges, let me know. I will.
his question is should he take a break before he starts law school? And here's my advice to you. You've already been going to school for 4 years. Everybody says, oh, I'll take a break and then I'll go back.
I wouldn't, because then you'd get out of the habit of it.
Right.
Nah, go straight and just do it. Yeah. I'll tell you a good example of that. I took a break in between high school and college, and I didn't finish college because a little bit it was the reason because I took a break and I just gave up a couple, you know what I mean, on some shit with it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take a break if. Like, to myself, I would go back and, like, just go straight into college, you know what I mean? But, yeah, don't take a break, dude. Just keep it up, get it done. And, yeah.
You're already halfway there.
And like I said, in the next few years, if I need a lawyer, I'm hitting you up. So please leave your information with Lacey. We now have a Russian award lawyer in our hands. No,
we're really
going to
need one, especially, like, for HR purposes. Anyway, going on. especially on the show where Dakota and Shane are getting off topic, like, we really need you. But, anyway, moving forward.
Hold on. Logan's about to call in.
Full beans.
He's like, I'm late, but can I call in? She's like, yeah, but you have to sit in the corner. I'd be like, yeah, bro, but you got to sit in the corner the entire time.
Oh, don't be mean to him. Okay, question, Dakota. When you were in high school and you graduated, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. When you graduated high school, where did you think you would be? Would it be anywhere near where you are now? And do you regret any of the choices that you made?
Yeah, and no on a few things. I always wanted to do comedy, so, you know, I saw myself doing something with that, like, you know, like what we're doing now. I kind of wanted to do radio and stuff like that, so a little bit of that. I didn't think I would be a cook or, you know, a dietary or anything of that nature, though. So I guess I'd say no, I didn't see myself where I'm at right now.
Okay.
And we got Logan on the line. Welcome to the show, bud. What up?
Hey, Logan.
Hey, what's going on with you guys, man? How are you guys doing?
Look, I'm Echo. We're hanging in there. How are you?
What? Oh, just another day in paradise. Living the dream, or some would say, I guess. You're about 40 years old or over and white.
We're actually right,
Logan,
like,
I'm going to ask you the same question that Lacey just asked me so we can get you involved in this. When you graduated high school, where did you see it? Like, do you see yourself, how did you word it, Lacey? Like, did you see yourself being where you're at now? Does that make sense?
No. I saw myself where I used to be. Not where I'm at now. Yeah, I didn't have a really hopeful future ahead of me, in my view. You know what I mean? Didn't see a lot of good things coming my way, so I kind of expected to, you know, wash out in prison and do all that stuff. But
other words, you knew you were going to be a criminal, and you became a criminal, and you were a criminal.
Yeah, I was a criminal before I was in high school, I was a criminal during high school, and I was a criminal after high school. Hell, I graduated a criminal, so.
Yeah,
that's what we're just talking about.
You're my high criminal, shout out, class 07.
So weird, man, we moved here to West Virginia. We've been in different couple, like, apartments. We got this property that we're at right now, and, the people who rent the house behind us, it's super weird. Is we started talking, and her dad was a Marine, and he was stationed in Yuma, and she graduated from Yuma High.
Oh shit!
Really, really weird. Are you okay?
I got some shit like that too. There's
Are
a guy in the nursing home. Well, there's a dude in the nursing home, which I know, like, you know, I'm talking about Mr. Cotton, who he was in the service, like, most of his life, and his first boot camp training and stuff, or not boot camp, but his first, when he was stationed, that was the
station.
Base there in Yuma.
Base there in Yuma.
Yeah.
So as soon as I said that I'm from Yuma, Arizona, he knew exactly what I was talking about, started naming, like, oh, yeah, I knew that and this and that, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I know. Her dad was a Harrier pilot, so he was stationed at the Marine Corps Air Station right there where we were at, and she lived there two different times because her dad was the pilot for Harriers. He was either there or in North Carolina. There was only two bases at the time that had the Harriers before they were decommissioned and replaced by the Osprey. But yeah, those Osprey landing, they had a couple of wrecks out there, and we started talking about all that. And we knew some of the same people, and really fucking, really, really small world then.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm hearing echoes on my end now.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, I was at Disney World, and we ran into the principal and his family, who his daughter was like the biggest bully I ever had in my life.
Are you talking about Principal Mr. Megan?
No, Yuma Lutheran. I was in my elementary school. I went to a private school.
Oh, okay. That was before I moved out that way.
Yeah, and there was like the school was ran by a church, and the pastor there and his family, and his daughter was in my grade, and she was like the biggest, like the meanest person alive. To this day, honestly, I would have bumped into her. I would be like, you want to throw fucking hands or what? Like, you want all that shit you talking? Like, you want to throw hands?
But before Logan commits to a crime of beating up a chick, Lacey, what's our next advice question?
No, I'm just saying, like, we ran into him at Disney World in Florida. And I was there with a buddy of mine from Yuma we brought with me, and we were just walking around causing mayhem and havoc. And I looked up, and I seen the pastor to the school. I was just like, oh, this isn't good. That was an intervention.
Bro, you know, with the intervention, I wasn't there roasting you during it.
Yeah. I don't think they had invited you so much. You know, no offense.
I would be like, oh, finally, roast Logan, yes.
Yeah. Intervention for fucking Logan. Let's just see how this goes.
Like, we're trying to get him off drugs. Oh, yeah, we'll do drugs for sure.
Yeah. I'll stop getting high, but I can't commit to stop committing felonies. You know?
Do we have enough time for another question?
Oh yeah, we got plenty of time. Yeah. We got like another 30 minutes that you guys want to go.
Full beans. I didn't know you got us an hour, so let's go for it. I have a few more.
Go for it.
We have a gentleman named James who is getting ready to go to college. He's been accepted to 3, actually, and he's just trying to make the decision on where to go. And his question is, should he go to the one that he really wants to, go to the one that his parents advise him to go to, or
does he name
go
the colleges?
To the school?
I got to know the 3 colleges. What are they?
He didn't tell me the 3 colleges. He just said that the way he addressed the 3 colleges was the one he wanted to go to, the one his parents advised him to go to, or the cheapest one.
Okay. I got a good answer to this. Look to the school. Look to their programs. You have a decision of what you want to do with your life already basically shows up, because if you're going to college, I mean, you've got some kind of plan. So look at the programs that the school offers. Don't just take the other factors out of it. Take everything out. Look at who has the best school, the best reputation, and the most and the best hiring rate post
post graduation
degree. Yeah, post degree hiring rates. Everything else in that equation doesn't matter. Opinions, are like buttholes, man. Everybody's got them. Most of them smell like crap.
So, I said that one episode ago. Like,
pretty sure you did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. Mine's usually a bit more vulgar, but yeah, mine's usually a bit more vulgar, but yeah. No, take all the other equations out of the factor, and look at what is going to be best for your future. Don't look at where the most comfort is for immediate, because if you get your degree, you're already paying off the butt for it anyway.
Yep.
Right.
Get the best opportunity for you. So take this into like the opposite end of the spectrum. When I was a kid and when I was fresh, really young in prison, I looked at where the most money was to be made, where the most plaza, right? Opportunities. And I made sure I got there. Try for success, man.
Now, I agree with you. I mean, like, not the prison stuff, but I agree with you.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander, man. If you're a criminal and you're listening,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. I agree with you because if you're going to look into, like, I mean, you're looking at your future right now. It doesn't really matter. And one thing, you need to be out of your comfort zone anyway. So actually doing this and – I'm sorry, I'm echoing, so I'm answering myself. By doing this, you're out of your comfort zone because you don't have a plan. Thanks for that. It's really hard answering myself for example.
Do you want the responsible adult answer, or do you want me to give the Dakota answer?
Well, you got two responsible adult answers, and now let's have Dakota's answer.
Find the program. Find the one that has the chicks with the biggest tips. Go there.
There it is.
The highest rate of pregnancy. That's what you're looking for.
Yep.
The highest rate of student pregnancies. That's the college you want. The best one without the liquor laws. Look at the liquor laws in school. Can you drink on campus? Can you drink?
There's never nothing wrong with being the smartest one at the party college. There's never nothing wrong with that. You'll still get laid, trust me.
Bro, that is the best place to be the smartest guy. You shine above a lot of people that have alcohol issues. You know, they're still going to make it. Those people are in the world every day. You will always be
for sure.
A legend. Look at Burt Kreischer. Burt Kreischer.
No, dude, I was just about to say him too, bro.
He is literally the exact definition of what we're talking about. You know that Van Wilder was based around him? The movie?
Yeah. And there's another movie coming out, too, that's based off of him.
The Machine.
Yeah.
The story about him going to Russia and robbing his whole train, and then, like, instead of getting arrested by the police, they went and drank with the police and partied with him. That's all true.
Yeah.
People from his college days have taken – that man is the exact definition of what we're talking about. He spent 7 years in a four-year college being a legend.
If anybody's ever seen Van Wilder, legitimately, that movie was based off of him.
Yes. MTV went to his college and had a special about partying with this guy because he was known for being such a party animal.
Oh, God.
That is called
success. And he's a stand-up comic. Shout out. Comedy. Hashtag.
Bro, he didn't even have to be funny. He could just sit there and talk about what the hell he's been through, and people would be just entertained. So it's awesome. It helps that he's funny.
All right. Our next question is from Kristen. Kristen asks, is it really a good idea to go to college, or should I just get the workforce? And it's just your preference, but I'm going to say this, and it might not be. I mean, I have a college degree, but
I have a few of them.
You know, it depends on what you're going to do. Like, it does. It depends on what you're going to do, because some of them would be better for you just to hit the field and go for it. The more experience you get in some job forces is the best. It's better than having an education.
But if you're going to be a physicist and make medications for people, please go to college.
Yes, yes. If you're going to counsel somebody, if you're going to stick anything into anybody, like needles or taking blood from somebody,
not porn,
or
just,
you know,
Yeah, not porn. Yeah, what's it say? Yeah, I don't think you have to go to college for that one.
That you do on experience.
If you're going to kick somebody like that, then, you know, there's fucking every vendor.
More power to you.
TikTok. Yeah. Great advertising agency.
TikTok.
It is. You put up free fucking, you put up free videos that, yeah, if you're doing a service like that, you're putting up free videos that play for 30 seconds on everybody's feed without them even asking for it. That is a perfect venue for advertisement in any kind of industry that does not require college education. Any industry.
That is so true.
Thank you for coming.
You just gave a bunch of porn stars ideas right now.
Bro, literally. I mean,
Logan.
Look at Logan, the TikTok page. Listen, and then I could be scrolling through my TikTok feed watching videos about Modern Warfare 2, and all of a sudden some chick pops up, and I'm like, oh, my wife's going to kill me if I look at this. And just to, like, glance at it, the bottom of the thing reads, link in bio.
What the fuck?
You're telling something.
Logan.
There ain't those fucking bed covers that she's got wrapped around it.
Logan is a TikTok pimp, guys. He just admitted it right here. You heard it here first.
Oh, no. That's called talent management, and I'm not involved in that business anymore.
Thank you for coming to Logan's TED Talk. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm sorry, my
talent management.
Sorry.
I have another question from this one's from Alex, and he's asking about going to his 10-year reunion, and he's asking about questions like, is it important on going to these events? Well, I mean, it just depends on you and your class, I guess. I mean,
nowadays, though, you can totally reconnect on Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, all that other stuff. So if you miss it, you miss it type of shit, really.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice from this side, okay? I had a really good friend who was in the military, and he did tours overseas, and then when he came home, he missed our 5-year reunion. He's like, I'm going to get our 10-year. And he went home for Thanksgiving, and he died in the front yard of a heart attack. So, shout out to Rico Robertson. He was the coolest guy ever.
How old was this dude?
Well, it was our 5-year, and it was literally the next year, so
like 23, 24? And this died of a heart attack? Holy shit.
Combat
veterans have a higher rate of heart attack at a young age because they're put through more strenuity for prolonged periods of time. Somebody that's been in like a high violent, high tense area, like any kind of like DMZ in the country or in the world, DMZ that you find, when you start checking the patient records of people that have left demilitarized zones in the world, where it's chaos, corruption, bombs, Boeing's up, people just running around doing whatever they want, the rate of heart attack, stroke, and aneurysm skyrocket for the young people.
And also, you know, that's why when we get our soldiers back that have PTSD, that's why PTSD is correlated with cardiology problems.
Person,
as well.
Yeah.
They relive.
I have to take blood pressure medicine. Yeah. I am on a daily dose of blood pressure medication.
I'm supposed to be taking blood pressure medicine. But I never went and followed up on mine. So.
Yeah, I have. So where I have PTSD, if I get really set into an episode or whatever you want to call it, my heart rate jumps dramatically. Sweaty, hot, panicking, reliving the entire feeling that you would in a real life scenario like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's hard. But it's something that they can treat with blood pressure. But they've also warned me. They said, you have to realize that your heart rate jumps periodically from time to time for no reason whatsoever. And you're at a high risk for heart attack. So, I guess it's really common.
And the reason I brought it up is, you know, that was, you just don't know the next time you're actually going to see those people. So if you're in the area, you know, what do you have to lose to go? I mean, I get it if you live far off and you can keep up with people on Facebook, and that's okay if you miss it. But if you live in the area and you're literally 10 minutes, 15 minutes from going and seeing them, I mean, take the chance and go and see them, you know. The worst that can happen is it sucks, and but you're an adult now. It's not a – you can leave if you don't like it, you know. So I guess that's my advice to you for that. It's like, you know, you just never know when you're going to see anybody the next time, or, you know, might as well go if you have time and you're in the area.
I consider going to, like, the 2019 one for, like, the 10-year for my class.
Yeah.
Just to give everybody a heart attack and surprise them that I'm still alive.
Bros, trip out on this shit. I was supposed to have the 15-year one, like, a couple years ago. They did an announcement on Facebook saying, oh, hey, we forgot. Whoever the president was like, oh, I forgot about it all, guys. Sorry. I'm going to a concert this weekend if y'all want to go. You can get your own ticket to meet me there. Like, what the fuck?
That is something that would be exactly representative of the class of like every class of high school since like the like early 2000s. Everyone else just doesn't get it.
Right. It's like, they're yes, like, I'm going to a Limp Bizkit concert. You can come with me.
Like, yeah, you can show up to the concert with me. Oh, there's a kegger out at the creek, man. You guys want to run out there? You know, I'll be there.
It's not my kegger, but I know a guy that knew a guy that's going to be there.
Yeah. You got to bring your own cups, though, man.
Yeah, got to bring your own cups.
We'll provide cups. Dollar a beer. $1.50.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, you know, it's
I still talk to all my friends. So, my friends, like people that are really friends. Everyone else, I don't really care to see.
Right. I mean, I would like to go and see my friends, you know, the people I hadn't seen in a while. Even though I still talk to them or whatever, it would be good to actually see them. So, I mean, if I'm in the area or something, why not?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that the other day. I was thinking about making a trip down to, like, Tennessee and Alabama and do a little, like, cycle around there.
Cool beans.
Just
we're in Tennessee.
I think I was watching Without a Paddle, and it was, like, some nostalgic realization that I'm over 30 and that, like, these guys are doing the last stupid thing together. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go steal a car and go drive with my friends.
All right, bro. Question. We've done a lot of stupid shit together. What would be our last stupid shit together, like without a paddle? I'm not going on some weird camping trip, so you can throw that one out there. Yes.
Oh, no, we're definitely going camping. There's going to be enough acid and mushrooms there. You're not going to be able to function in normal society. We have to go camping.
Well, if you put it that way, I'm in. But
Yeah, we need a really secluded spot for a lot of miles because you don't want me black flashing to the old fucking me and then, like, kicking in someone's door and just taking their TV and the pillowcase.
Y'all can use my land. I live on Old Cherokee and there's Indian mounds on there. That'd be the funniest.
No, that's true. That's still too many people around. I've seen Logan messed up before. That's still too many people around. I've literally seen this man on acid one night chasing a giant lizard or being chased by a giant lizard one. And jump.
No, you guys were chasing
like a
10-foot wall. You guys were like, yeah, you'll do shit when you're staring high on acid and cocaine.
Yeah, but you cleared it, dude. Like, I don't think you touched it. You just jumped it. Like, I don't even know. Like Mario Brothers status. You just run over that shit.
Really big strength. when people assume somebody's demon possessed because he's got superhuman strength, just remember that night.
Right. That was a crazy night. Anyway, do we have any more questions?
No, honestly, man, it would be. Honestly, I think that. Oh yeah, my bad.
No, you're good, bro. Honestly.
Yeah, the last hoorah trip, bro. Honestly, like, I think it's not gonna be like a last hoorah trip because I don't know. I'm not a psychic or nothing, but I have a pretty good like hint of, like, in the future what the plans are. I don't think it'll be the last year off thing, but I definitely think that we're going to probably wind up – what I'm thinking, man, is – well, shit.
We're going to wind up very soon. I can sense it.
No. There's a big – what is that? What are those called? Festivals?
Yeah.
Over there in like, Gatlinburg area.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, Billy String and, like, Billy Strings and all those dudes and those guys are coming. So I've been looking at trying to get a group package on that and trying to first and then probably correlate with everybody to
get a stuff. Count there. Me in on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking.
I've been everywhere. You know, I just want to do road trips.
No, road trips with me, I don't have a lot of good memories on the road.
See, that's the thing about a road trip, like, with us, because being a stoner, like, a road trip's not that fun, man, because, like, you can't take a lot of weed across borders and shit.
Yeah, and that's kind of like
what
I'm thinking. I
guess that
for
you
guys. People are already in Tennessee.
Yeah.
The only time I ever drove long distances like that was when I was smuggling and running drugs, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I get in the road and I still get, like, anxious. Like, I still think, bro, they're going to pull me over, and I haven't ran drugs in 10 years. But, like, it's a very uncomfortable thing for me to be on the road. I have to drive. Music can't be too loud. Everyone has to be buckled up. Don't go 5 miles over the overspeed limit or I'm going to probably punch you in the ear. It's a whole, like, thing. And I smoke too much weed. You can't smoke weed in the highway, bro. You go to jail for that stuff.
You go to jail for that? Yeah.
Especially
true that, Batman. True that.
Yeah, thanks. I don't put myself in situations where I can go to jail anymore. But
I
like going places. That's the thing. But I like going places. But I'm such a stoner.
I
want to go places so bad. I have to be there for like 2-3 days.
Yeah.
You want me to travel? Like, weed has to be like cool for me just to walk everywhere with weed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I want to be able to just walk down the street, bong in one hand, lighter in the other, and a joint in my mouth. Coughing like what he's doing.
Don't mind me.
Well, guys, we got about 10 minutes left of the show, so I guess this is the part where we pimp out the other shows real quick. Tune in Wednesday, guys, for The Stash, hosted by the two coolest people ever. Hey, you want to take this one and jump in on it, or you want me to finish it out? Hosted by the two coolest people ever. Okay, well, hosted by the two coolest people ever.
Tommy Barnes and Danny Coates. I didn't
thank
know you.
Thank you.
I said if I wanted to add anything to it.
I was trying to jump in. I was trying to get you involved in this, man. Like I do with Lacey with the outro with the roast in the world.
At all.
Yeah, that didn't work out. Okay, rewind. The Stash, hosted by the two coolest guys ever.
Danny and Tommy, man. Good as you're going to get.
Oh, sad. He's just
getting
high.
Keith Court, hosted by me and all my friends. And and Monday, of course, Ask Me What Vibe, hosted by Lacey, Tracy, and me.
Hey! Yeah.
Oh,
are we doing a King's Court this week?
Probably not. I don't know yet. It depends on how the rest of the week goes, guys. We might end up doing one maybe Saturday. Maybe Saturday, guys, if y'all are down for it, do a weekend one.
I need to do one. Yeah, I need to do one as an excuse to go outside away from these kids, so I'm fucking down.
You're ready here first, guys. Don't have kids. Just kidding.
That'll give me an hour of quiet.
And in case anybody missed our ads earlier, today's show is brought to you by Barburst. That's right. All your favorite beer flavor in a nice chewy candy at barburst.com. And dudes, need more bacon in your sex life? Get your dick in some bacon flavored condoms now. And for your vegetarians, tofu dildo flavored ones are also available. And those are our ads for this week.
Yay!
Bacon flavored condoms?
Yeah,
I'm just fucking with people.
Oh, wow. So, anything you guys want to add to the show?
I smell like bacon grease, honey.
Yeah, why do your peppers smell like bacon?
I can't even deal with you.
Oh.
I do know that Easter is on Sunday, so I know that a lot of people will be having
it's
a holiday.
It's the great pagan holiday of Easter.
And then we all went silent. What just happened?
No, it is. Istara is the ancient pagan holiday of spring. It was before Christianity and all that stuff turned it into what it is. But that's what the celebration of it is spring.
Well, you heard it here first, guys, on the History Channel.
No, it's not first. It's been in three books. Not first.
You heard it here a millionth on the History Channel.
Yeah.
Lacey, sorry we took over the show. We'll let you continue on now.
Okay, I'll hang up now.
No, you're good. I'm just joking around.
You're fine. There's 10 minutes left, my friend.
Goddamn calculator. How the fuck did I get to the calculator? I'm trying to turn this goddamn thing off.
So...
It was when you were having your
coffee. Oh, hey. He hung up on us. Hey, what happened? Where'd you go? Hey, motherfucker.
And he's gone. Yeah, anyways.
Where'd you go, bro? Call your ass back.
Anyway.
Well, that was awkward time. Anyways, we got like eight minutes left. another great episode, let's look and see if we have some listeners that, hold on, let me click on that real quick. Right now, guys, we have listeners listening in from, let's see here, Canada, the United States, of course, Brazil, United Kingdom, Germany, Iraq, Zimbabwe, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Zimbabwe.
China, yeah, what she said, guys. And, some other place I can't pronounce. And then we got the Netherlands and Brazil, guys. So we are moving on up. And Denmark, go fuck yourselves. I'm restarting the war. Restarting the war. Is there anything else you want to add in?
No, I just want to wish everybody a happy holiday, and we will be back on Monday.
Yeah, of course, and everybody have a great Easter. All right, with all that being said, remember, always roast the world. Why?
The world needs roasting.
Thank you, okay? How hard was that, Logan? See, she could do it. How hard was it, Logan? I said that like five times. Lacey caught on. Lacey gets it. It only took me like twice to me doing it there, and she understood. She got it. How come you couldn't, Logan? All right, I'll joke it aside, guys. Remember, always roast the world because the world needs roasting. Tune in Wednesday for the stash. Tune in this weekend for King's Court. Tune in Monday for an Ask Me Advice. Everybody have a great Easter. Thank you guys for listening. You guys all rock. We love you all. If you guys have any questions, problems, issues, feel free to hit us up anytime. We love interacting with our fans. You guys, like I said, you guys rock. You guys have anything you need advice on, write us. Lacey has the page. Lacey, shoot us the page. What is it?
It is
Ask Me with Vice on Facebook or.
And you can send us a private message. You can post on our page, or you can actually follow through and go to our actual pages and talk to us individually if you want to. Anyway, we're there.
There you go. And you can always find me on Facebook at Dakota Wheatley, on Twitter at Dakota Wheatley. I think I have an Instagram. You can find me on there as Dakota King Kong or some shit on there too. But yeah, if you guys ever need anything, we are here for you guys like that. Like I said, this month is, or the end of last month and the beginning of this month has been kind of iffy for me because of the shit that happened with my cousin. So if anybody's having any mental issues, feel free to reach out to us. We will try to help you the best we can. Besides that, like I said, always roast the world.
We'll see you next time.
The world needs roasting. Because the world needs roasting.
Yeah.
Guys, everybody have a great night.
Bye, everybody.